And Sam, you have 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Great. Well, first, tell me a little bit about your experience on the show. I want to hear all about it.
Well, it was like a definitely a surreal experience. Almost like it probably didn't faze me until afterward because I was like so in the competition. It was just honestly like life-changing and just crazy even to be in the same room as Law and Julia and Violet and just the whole thing.
Nice. And what initially made you decide to do the show?
Well, I guess I've always wanted, I love reality TV and I love Julia. And so when the opportunity came, I felt like this show was a good fit for me and like the way that I design and everything. And I was just, I don't know, really excited to get out there and share my story and be a part of this.
Nice. And who inspires you as a designer?
Well, my number one muse would have to be Julia. Before I even got on the show, for like years, I've always thought that the number one person that I would want to wear my designs, like if I could think of one celebrity in the world that would be perfect for like my aesthetic, it would be Julia. So it was just crazy how everything came about and it ended up being her. So it was just super, it was like manifestation.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about working with her. What did you learn from her? What were your favorite moments with her?
I feel like I've learned, I mean, I love working with more with sustainable stuff lately. Like, I feel more inspired to do more with that. And I loved working with her. I feel like the advice that she gave and like the things that she said were like really, really good. And she's just super confident too. And I love that she is a mother and she's also not afraid to show her sexuality. And she's just like unapologetically her. And I love that about her.
Nice. And tell me more about working with your fellow designers. What was that like, and what did you learn the most from them?
It was a little nerve-wracking at first. I was nervous when I first got on, like when I was first doing the chat, like first meeting them and everything, because I was the only one who self-taught and the other designers went to school. So I was feeling kind of nervous and like inadequate. But as everything was going along, like and the outfits started coming together, and I felt like I was feeling more confident as the challenge like went by, like looking around the room. But it was definitely nerve-wracking just being around people that had all these technical skills and like know all the names of everything. And I just kind of learned through trial and error throughout the years.
Very nice. And what would you say was the biggest challenge about the whole thing?
I would say the biggest challenge is probably the time restraints. Like it was like a one day challenge. So it was hard doing all of that in one day and just coming up with like a concept and like, 'cause you get there and we get the challenge and the Fox box and everything. So just like having to like hurry up and make up my mind and like figure out what I'm gonna do and execute it. Like there isn't really a lot of time to like think about what you're gonna do. You just have to start working right away. And that was kind of hard. And just working while also in the same room as other designers. I work always by myself. I'm just in my garage making clothes. So it was a little nervous just working around, other designers. Because I'm not used to that.
And how did you deal with that, working with other people, collaborating with ideas and stuff, since you said you're used to working alone?
I feel like I did okay. I feel like I did good with it. Like as it, I just had to like kind of do tunnel vision and like focus on what I was doing. And I do a lot of social media, so I feel like I'm really good at like on camera. So I feel like I kind of had a little bit of an advantage because like being on camera and having to worry about that really wasn't an issue for me. So I could just like focus on the garments, whereas maybe the other contestants aren't used to having a camera like in their face or like showing that. So that might have like kind of made them more nervous about like working in front of a camera. But I really just had to ignore it and like just focus on the outfit. And then as time went by and I saw the progress, like I just started feeling better and better as it went on.
Nice. And how would you describe your style and your design? Because your stuff is gorgeous.
I would say it's bold. It's for a bad bitch who isn't afraid to turn heads. Like I love using color. I love like the female form. Like I'm really inspired by just like, the female shape and the body and the curves and everything. And I love showing that. And I love telling a story and like making people kind of like feel something with my outfit. Like, I don't want to make just like a regular thing you can go in the store and buy. Like, I want it to be almost like art where you look at it and you're like, well, what did she mean by that? And kind of like interpret it. You know what I mean? Because I have like these characters in my head when I'm making my outfits. So it's kind of, I mean, it's also kind of my fantasy too, just like whatever's in my head.
That's what I love about your stuff. It's amazing. Now, if you work with any designers living or dead, who would they be and why?
Alexander McQueen, for sure. Like, my number one person that I've always like looked up to was Alexander McQueen. I just love how he, because I'm Scottish and he's Scottish, and like, I don't know, I just feel drawn to him, like the way he pulls from like his emotion, and he kind of like played with the fashion industry a little bit, like when he did like the Golden Shower show, and like, just like, I don't know, just the things that he did. He was definitely a disruptor, and so that would be definitely the number one person that I would want to work with. But yeah.
And what about celebrities you want to design for? Who would you want to design for and why?
Well, funny, the number one person I wanted to design for was Julia, and then that happened. So, like, dream come true. I think just I would love to work with just like confident bad bitches, like in the music industry, and actresses like Doja, Cardi, like just all those people. I just dressed, Kehlani wore a dress of mine for her music video that just came out, so that was like a dream come true. I'm really into like music and pop culture, so I just want, a girl that wants to be flashy and wear a one of a kind outfit. Like, that's who I would want to design for.
And what's next for you?
The world. No, I don't know. I feel like this is just the beginning. So, like, this is my first like celebrity people that I've ever dressed ever, and like I feel like I'm getting exposure, and I've been working on my company jersey, like the brand Jersey Virago, since like 2010 when I got pregnant with my daughter. I decided I was gonna, okay, I'm gonna name my company this, and I'm gonna start making clothes. So it's took in like 14 years to get to this point, and I feel like now, like, that the book of like that is kind of closed, and this is like a brand new book that's opening for me. And I feel like I just want to keep making stuff, and hopefully stylists will reach out to me, and then I maybe can make some stuff and start, like, I would just love us people to reach out to me and be like, hey, we need an outfit for a music video. Can you make it in like 2, 3 days? And I'd be like, yes. And like, go in the garage and like, just be in it. Like, that's just, I don't know. I just want to be in it and be busy, and for people to see my work.
Nice. And from your love of reality shows, if you go on any other show, what would it be and why?
I mean, I like House of Villains on the E Network. Like, for sure. I just love reality TV. Like, I'm a fashion designer, so of course I'm good on like a fashion show. So this was like good that I get to mix like my personality and my love for like being on camera and like sharing that with people, and then also fashion. So this was perfect for me. But I would love to show like more of my personality, and like, that would be cool. So I don't really know what in the future holds for me, but I would love to do more reality TV.
Nice. Well, I want to say I am so proud of you. I can't wait to see what you do next, and I can't wait to talk again soon. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Sammy.